There were two men talking, and one was quite agitated and said, "You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to ask God, why does he allow famine? Why does he allow poverty, social, economic injustice?" And his friend says, "Well, why don't you ask him?" "Because I'm afraid. I'm afraid he might ask me the same question." That question always has traveled with Christians throughout the centuries. Although there are different approaches to solving life's problem, from medical, social, psychological, the church has always been in the forefront. Who established all the universities of Europe and America? Religious people. To study, to use the brain that God gave us and the energy that he gives us to help take care of poverty, of disease, of social, economic injustice, to try our best to cooperate with God's grace to make this world a better place. Laziness, as I said last couple of weeks ago, the spirit ain't worth spit without sweat. We have always said, ora et labora, pray and work together. Pray, because everything depends on God, but work as if everything depended on you. This attack of life, in a sense, this ability to say, I am responsible. God gave me a brain and gave me energy. How can I use it to better mankind? No one talks much about polio now because we work to cure it. And COVID-19 someday will be a very distant memory because we work working to cure it. We have to also always work on the spiritual, psychological makeup that we all have. St. James in his epistles in chapter 4 says, "What is the source of your quarrels and conflicts among you? Is it not your desire that wages war in your body? Your desires, and you do not have something that you desire, so you commit murder. And you are envious, and you cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, so that you may spend what you request on your empty desires." People often complain about money, but money is just an empty vessel, an empty symbol into which we pour our desires. Look at where you spend your time and where you spend your money, and you will know exactly what is important to you. Money, like any other tool, is meant to be used well. But more importantly, it is a mirror in which you can see what is in your heart and in your mind and what is important to you, that having seen the reflection of what you do, you might choose to be better. This is not a time to be down on yourself. But it is a time for the heavenly doctor, the physician of our body and soul, as we pray in the liturgy, to heal us and to give us the freedom of the children of God, that everything we have might be used as a tool for our happiness and the happiness of our brothers and sisters. Sometimes people say, "Well, I pray and nothing happens." Well, sometimes you have a conversation with people and you think nothing happens, but it does. What we pray, what we say, and even what we think affects us, moves us, changes us. And God only knows what he does in each person's soul here, and even the people watching us on the internet. Only God knows what happens. We pray because you are changed every time you pray, every time you say, I believe, changes you, and it will change the world. Because the more we remain the same, the more our lives will remain the same. But when we open ourselves to change, miracles can happen. St. Newman used to say, maybe in some other world it is different, but in this world, to change is to be good, and to change often is to be perfect. So may we pray sincerely, change often, believe in our God, and believe that every time you say, I believe, and you pray, God is answering your prayer and doing wonders in your soul, in your body, and in your mind. Slava Isusu Christu.